thanks for hanging out, everybody. It's going to be a good show today. We got everybody here.
It's a full house.
We are the Valley Outdoors, as they say. Right, Don?
Who says?
Yeah, Don, you here? Okay. You got a validate.
I'm here.
Man.
Okay. I'm here.
What's
with Don? He's got a little burr in his saddle or something.
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, you know, it's Governor's Fishing Opener.
Next week.
We've got a lot going on.
Yeah. And I finally, Don said he sent me the invite, but I never got it.
Well, I got you it now.
Anyway.
You'll be there.
We're going to have fun. We're feisty today. Hope you guys like a little bit of spice. We are going to be coming right back. A lot of cool stuff. Hang tight.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, Ava. How do you put up with Don?
I don't know how I put up with myself is really what it boils down to. Because
you guys only were heard off air.
I take full responsibility.
We worked together for several years, you know.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, you had no idea.
No.
That's part of the problem. He's got no idea, Eva.
No.
Whenever we butt heads, it's because we don't understand each other. But then once we understand each other, it's like, oh. Okay,
yeah,
got
yeah.
It.
That makes sense.
Actually, yeah. If you've ever heard the line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it says, next time when you're telling your little stories, have a point. It makes it much more interesting for the listeners. So I had to play that for Ava because she seemed to have missed a couple pieces in the middle of the conversation that she was telling us. So.
Well, I just assume everybody can read my mind and what I'm thinking.
See, Don, I think that's a problem with
he's underestimated my abilities.
There's men in the room. It's a little hard but women are really good at that.
Yeah.
However, I am fully aware of my.
I didn't have to say it. Okay. I was going to say it, and
my
I
shortcomings.
Left it to you.
Yeah. It's all right. We're all on the same page now.
Okay. Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
What?
He says the Great Outdoors.
No, that's a different John Candy movie.
Did you get another turkey or no?
You can only get one.
Yeah.
You only get one. Two legs, two wings.
One beard.
One head, one beard.
I did get some feedback on last week's program, though.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
People next time, have a point?
Yeah, they said not drink so much water.
Yeah. Stay in the stand.
Yeah.
Then the blind line.
I don't know what he's talking about, but.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Okay, anyway.
All right, let's move off of that topic. Just got word that we'll be talking a little bit more about some Lake Michigan fishing this year. I've got a friend of mine and I will be doing quite a bit of fishing out of Port Washington this coming year. And the coho have started. And in fact, they are literally on fire right now out in that whole eastern shoreline of Michigan, Wisconsin, on Lake Michigan. And they're tied into shore too, which is super cool. You don't have to go very far. That's going to be fun, Donald.
Well, yeah.
Coho.
Are you just going to tell us about it, or are you going to let us experience it?
Well, I might.
Okay.
And, if you're nice.
You notice what he said when he opened that up?
What?
My friend and I.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear him say Ava or Don.
Well, no, because
neither one of us.
He and I are working on the boat and getting that put in the water this week. You have to drive it from Sister Bay.
When it's all ready, then you let us know, okay?
We're driving it around from Sister Bay down to Port Washington this week. Still sea trial going
on. In Lake Michigan.
Yep. So it'll be, that will be entertaining.
And the coho are on fire. How do they do that in the water?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're moving so fast that they cook themselves before you catch them. So you cook them, gill them, and grill them all at the same time.
I think what he means by that, Ava, is they're biting.
Yeah. Usually, in fishing terms, that's what it is, Don. Yeah. we call it, they're eating each other. They're so hungry. That's the way that works.
You think this guy better professional at some time or another.
Yeah, right.
I try. there was a tournament, Don, that I got word on this last week. And I'm going to read some weights to you. You guys aren't going to believe this.
Is it a walleye tournament?
Yeah.
And where was it held at?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to give you some numbers.
All right.
Fish number one, 12.38 pounds.
That was on Lake Erie.
Fish number two, 11.42 pounds. Fish number three, 13.69 pounds. 13.69 pounds.
I wasn't number one.
Fish number four, 11.74 pounds. And fish number five, it's a tournament, five fish limit.
Oh, these are all the same boat.
Five fish.
Five fish in the boat.
In the fifth fish,
yep.
11.12 in a tournament. Total weight, five fish, 60.35 pounds. Okay. Now, the top 10. To make the top 10, you had to have 40 pounds for five fish.
It's an 8-pound average.
It went 60.35, 58.11, 54, 52, 51.6, 49.38.
Wow.
And you know where that was?
No, Lake Erie?
Nope.
Really?
Sakakawea.
Really?
North Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to talk about crazy. That was off the charts.
That is one like I haven't been on, but
the biggest one? 14.72.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
14.7?
14.7.
That's almost 15-pound walleye.
Glad you're good at math.
Yeah. That's almost.
It is.
Yikes.
That, my friend, that's crazy.
Well, unless they were doing all of that in pre-fishing, I have to believe that somebody had 50 some pounds thought they were going to be right near the top.
I would suspect during the tournament. I mean, you're in 50 pounds, you're in top five.
Right, but I think you'd go into the scales thinking I got this. No.
No.
Unless they'd seen some really, really big fish in the pre-fish. But
pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. That is crazy.
Never seen anything like that. That's unheard of, and it wasn't Lake Erie.
Yeah, well, that's
right. Hey, tell you what, stay tuned. We got some stuff coming up. We're going to talk about a voter discussion. They're talking about to or not to or allow forward-facing sonar. Hang tight. We're coming right up.